Where it says on the bottom of that Samach Yom Bay is Omer Vasi Mudina by Meres Niskadashri Shein Soikun. That he's mighty that if the Isha says Niskadashri, then we're not cycled, that's not enough for Nemanus and Gabiskila. And then the Gemara says, Omer Vasi Hani Shmaitza Didi Mirafs and Igri. This Shmaitza that I said, these halachas that I said, they don't really make any sense. And he asks Akasha, Hashem, Mamakim Shein Baaluch Niskanis, Arma Cyclin, Bechule. He has a tiny what he said. But the Lashon Gemara uses over here to say that there's difficulty in. His halacha is interesting. Lashon uses lashon of merafs and igri. What does it mean? It's merafs and igri. There's a lashon which is used very often in svarim nowadays, shoinim and achanim to explain a davar which is kasha. It uses lashon merafs and igri, and it's based on this gemara. So what does it mean? Merafs and igri is like Rashi. Merafs and igri meshabris gagim v'alias. It breaks roofs and alias. It breaks a roof. It breaks an attic. Kloimar kashas l'shamein shein mevinim taimim. These halachas are so shver, so difficult to understand. They're kasha for those who are listening to them as if they're breaking down roofs and breaking down attics, breaking down gag and valias. That's a lashon of merafs and igri. So it's a mashal way of describing a halacha, which is difficult to understand. And the question is, why use this lashon of merafs and igri, that it's so difficult that it breaks a roof, it breaks an aliyah, an attic? Why dafka a roof and an attic? L'chara, you could say it breaks anything, it breaks a stone, breaks the ground. It could, but what's this ending of breaking a gag and valias? Obviously, there's some connection between Divrei Torah that is shver, that is tzarichin, and the ending of being meshaber, gagim v'alias. What is this ending of gagim v'alias? And I was thinking maybe you could say, al pi pshat, we find l'mashal in the Gemara in Shabbos, and daf yigim v'veiz, the Gemara says, the Baram Zohar, Oysa Yishra Tayyib, Hanani ben Chizkiya Shmai. You have to remember, Hanani ben Chizkiya, he did something very good. Shamelahu, if not for him, Nignas, Sefer Yechezkel, Sefer Yechezkel would have been Nignas. Why Shahoyu, Devar v'seisim, Divrei Torah? There are many steers between Sefer Yechezkel and the Chumash. And if not for Hanani ben Chizkiya, who was Miyashiv then, he was almost Miyashiv the Stiris, then Sefer Yechezkel would have been Nignos. What did he do? Ma'asa. Helu l'gimum as Garbi Shemen. They brought him 300 bottles of wine. The Yashav ba'aliyah v'darshan. And he went up to the aliyah and he darshan these Stiris, and he was Miyashiv then. He was able to Miyashiv all the Stiris between Sefer Yechezkel and Divrei Torah. So it's Mavur in the Gemara that they brought him all this oil. He spent a lot of time being misbaita, but it happened in the Aliyah, dafka, why in the Aliyah? So it's mashua that the Aliyah was a makam where they would go when you had to learn something with a great intensity, when you need a lot of Ian to be miyashu, something very sure, you would go to the Aliyah. Aliyah was a place that was away from everyone else, it was quiet, it was in the attic, it was on the roof, no one would bother you, and that's where you're able to be ma'ayim properly. That's the Yashu Ba'aliyah Vidarshan. The Mishnah over there in Gimel Beis and Shabbos also says that these halachas, difficult halachas, were Elamin halachas Shama Ba'aliyas, Hanani ben Chizkiya ben Garun. They were said Badafka in the Aliyah. It sounds like when people wanted to learn Ba'ian, something very difficult, they would go to the Aliyah. It's something you find different places, and an Aliyah was a makam, which was Niyuchad, to go be misbited and learn very difficult Zachin. So being that Aliyah is the makam where you would learn the most difficult things, that is the makam where you can maybe possibly be miyash of something which is very shver. So when you have a halacha which is mamash shver, where there's no pshat, when you're saying it's mamash kashas or shemer, shein mevim taimum, it's merafs and igri. This could even break an Aliyah. This is something that even an Aliyah, you're not going to be able to figure it out. Even though the Aliyah is the makam where you can be miyash of the most difficult things, like the steers between Divrei Torah and Sefer Yechezkel, but when it comes to this halacha, it's Meshabin Gagim Aliyah, so it breaks them because it's something so difficult. So that could be the Hezber, why we use this Lashon, Merafs and Igri, when we want to describe Divrei Torah that are very shrewd, which are difficult to understand.